Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Member of Parliament Rajya Sabha S. Pangnon Konyak chaired the District Development, Coordination and Monitoring Committee Disha meeting at Mon yesterday. The program was hosted by the District Administration, headed by the Deputy Commissioner of Mon, Wenye Konyak. During the meeting, members of Disha gave their presentations on the various centrally sponsored schemes and other activities being executed in the district. Several key issues, including the status of lead banks awareness campaigns, fund routing under various schemes, screening camps for different diseases, progress of road projects, and challenges in implementing Jal Jeevan Mission JJM schemes. While appreciating achievements such as 100% Aadhaar coverage in two rural development blocks and notable progress under JJM, the chairperson expressed concern over the absence of heads of departments during the meeting and directed them to submit reasons for their absenteeism. The Supreme Court has permitted the Election Commission to proceed with its Special Intensive Revision, SIR, exercise of electoral rolls in the poll-bound Bihar. However, the court also asked the Election Commission that in the interest of justice, the poll panel should also consider accepting key identity documents such as Aadhaar, ration card and voter ID card during the ongoing revision process.
While observing that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, the bench of Justices Sudhanshu Dhulia and Justice Joy Mallya Bakshi questioned the timing of the SIR. The top court asked why the exercise is being connected to Bihar Assembly elections and cannot be conducted for the whole country, irrespective of the elections. During the hearing, the petitioners questioned the exclusion of Aadhaar card from the list of documents. On the poll bodies replied that Aadhaar cannot be used as proof of citizenship. The top court remarked that the electoral body should have acted earlier if it was to check citizenship under the exercise. The apex court listed the matter for further hearing on 28th of July before the regular bench.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reiterated the commitment to make the country free from Naxalism by 31st March next year. Chairing the 27th meeting of the Eastern Zonal Council in Ranchi yesterday, he also praised the unprecedented success achieved against Naxalism. Mr. Shah said that it has been possible due to the unity shown by all the states and the bravery of the security forces. Niti Aayog launched a roadmap for strengthening state science and technologies councils in New Delhi yesterday. Minister for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh, along with Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Suman Beri and member of Niti Aayog Dr. V.K. Saraswat, launched the program. According to the Aayog, this roadmap outlines a strategic vision for strengthening the role and functioning of state science and technology councils across India. It captures the structural gaps, opportunities, and reform priorities necessary to transform state science and technology councils into robust enablers of regional innovation, scientific advancement, and sustainable development. It calls for a comprehensive blend of structural reforms, capacity-building efforts, and strategic partnerships to enhance the effectiveness and responsiveness of these councils. The Assam Rifles organized a lecture on skill development at Latsami Village under Meluri District yesterday, with a view towards empowering local youth and women. According to a press release from the Assam Rifles, the event was designed to promote vocational training, enhance employability, and foster self-reliance among the community. The session focused on the Skill India mission, underscoring the vital importance of skill development in the modern economy and highlighting a range of opportunities available for acquiring relevant vocational skills. A total of 49 local residents attended the session, gaining valuable insights into government-supported training programs and avenues for self-employment. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has urged citizens to keep the ongoing momentum of the Fit India Sundays on cycle movement with full power ahead of the 31st edition of the cycling drive on 13th July. In a statement, Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports said that the 31st edition of the cycling drive is set to take place in more than 6,000 locations across the country, and it is estimated that there will be a participation of more than 50,000 people. The ministry said that main highlight of this 31st edition will be the presence of former World Wrestling Entertainment WWE champion, the Great Khali. The WWE champion will lead the cycling rally with public sector undertakings, PSUs, in the national capital at the Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium alongside other distinguished personalities. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.